The inquest has heard harrowing details into the killings of Clodagh Haugh and her three sons, Liam, Niall and Ryan, at the hands of their father. Today the inquest heard from Alan Haugh's psychotherapist, who said Alan had 10 counselling sessions in the months before the killings and his goal was to get his family life back to the way it was. On their last session, the psychotherapist said Alan Haugh was stressed and said, "People think of me as a pillar of the community. If only they knew." That day, Alan Haugh also visited his GP and complained of a toenail problem along with stress and insomnia, which he said had arisen with a work colleague. A psychiatrist from the Central Mental Hospital said at the time of the killings, he believed Alan Haugh had progressed from a long-standing depressive illness to a severe depressive episode with psychotic symptoms. Clodagh Haugh's mother and sister spoke through solicitor Liam Keane outside the inquest about this diagnosis.
Whilst the psychiatrist has attempted, as best he could, to create a retrospective diagnosis based on notes and records, his GP, who knew him for 5 years, said that he never displayed any signs of depression.
The coroner said there were no words to describe what had happened to the Haugh family, and it's unimaginable what they've had to endure. Stephanie Grogan in Cavan.